Twitter files, executives were looking for any excuse to ban President Donald Trump. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 9, 2022. Elon Musk's Twitter released another batch of internal discussions on Friday night, which revealed that executives at the social media company had established the framework for banning Donald Trump's account before the events of January 6, and used the Capitol riots as their excuse to finally blacklist the president. The goal of the left-wing executives is clear in statements such as, "The narrative that Trump and his friends have pursued over the course of this election and frankly the last 4+ years must be taken into account." The documents posted to Twitter by journalist Matt Taibbi is the third release of what are known as Twitter files and the first release of documents pertaining to President Trump's account ban in January 2021. In a lengthy Twitter thread, Taibbi explained that the internal communications at Twitter between January 6 and January 8, 2021 suggest that even the employees of the social media company understood the move to censor a sitting U.S. president would have a historical impact. "Is this the first sitting head of state to ever be suspended?" one Twitter user asked in internal communications. After banning Trump, Twitter executives appeared to relish their newfound power, and even flirted with banning future the official at POTUS and at White House accounts, but ultimately decided the accounts will be transitioned over to the new administration in due course and will not be suspended by Twitter unless absolutely necessary. With regards to their reasons for banning Trump's account, one Twitter executive said in an internal chat, "The narrative that Trump and his friends have pursued over the course of this election and frankly the last 4+ years must be taken into account." In his Twitter thread, Taibbi pointed out that the intellectual framework for banning Trump's account was already laid out before January 6, which suggests that the Capitol riots were simply their excuse for finally doing what they had always wanted to do. The bulk of the internal debate leading to Trump's ban took place in those 3 January days. However, the intellectual framework was laid in the months preceding the Capitol riots, he said. In addition to these revelations, Taibbi also published several damning internal documents pertaining to Twitter executives communicating with federal agencies during the 2020 presidential election. Internal conversations via the messaging program Slack revealed Twitter executives getting a kick out of intensified relationships with federal agencies, Taibbi said. "I'm a big believer in calendar transparency. But I reached a certain point where my meetings became very interesting to people and there weren't meeting names generic enough to cover," former Twitter trust and safety head Yoel Roth said in an internal chat. "Very boring business meeting that is definitely not about Trump," Roth continued, before adding, "definitely not meeting with the FBI, I swear." Other internal documents suggest that the FBI, DHS, and Office of the Director of National Intelligence, DNI, met with Roth about the New York Post's bombshell Hunter Biden laptop story, which Twitter and Facebook infamously censored during the 2020 presidential election. "We blocked the NIP story, then we unblocked it. And now we're in a messy situation where our policy is in shambles. Comms is angry, reporters think we're idiots," Roth complained in an internal chat. "In short, FML, fuck my life. We just got a report from the FBI concerning 2 tweets," another internal Twitter chat reads. Taibbi added that more details regarding the chaos inside Twitter on January 7 and the secret internal communications from the key date of January 8 will be revealed over the weekend. "This is a developing news story. Check back with Breitbart News for more updates." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.